Pope Francis made a private visit on Tuesday afternoon to the Centro Astali, a soup kitchen and shelter for refugees operated by the Italian branch of the Jesuit Refugee Service, an international network that assists forced migrants and refugees. Chris Altieri spoke with the director of JRS International, Jesuit Father Peter Belais, about the history and charism of the organization, which at present serves more than 600,000 people directly.
The Jesuit Refugee Service was founded as an organization by initiative of Father Arupe in 1980 as a response, a compassionate response, to the drama and suffering of the boat people, people who fled from Vietnam, from Cambodia. And Father Arupe called on the International Society of Jesus to make sources, resources, people, financial, whatever, available to contribute to the plight of the people, some significant help. And ever since the JRS and the Society of Jesus responds to major crises where Jesuits work already, or where the local church needs support because the needs of the refugees overwhelming. So what started in Asia Pacific, very soon JRS got involved in Latin America and the El Salvadorian crisis, not to forget that, long ago, Central America, Sudan, and then mainly in the 90s with the Rwanda crisis and the Great Lakes crisis, JRS got significantly involved, and ever since in Africa. So half of our work, could we say, is in Africa, but with the Syria crisis, things changed dramatically, also for us as an organization. We started to work already in the Middle East in 2008 in Syria, Jordan, and Turkey as our contribution to the plight of the Iraqi refugees, education activities in Aleppo, in Damascus, in Amman, Ankara. The crisis of Syria itself overtook everyone and, you know, was unexpected, to be honest, made us to change completely the program in response. So something what we haven't done so much before, we became inside Syria a major relief organization because we were already in place. We had our Saint Vatan school in Aleppo, which was destroyed just a year ago. Till July last year, we had activities for the Iraqi refugees. The war started in Aleppo in July, end of July. Saint Vatan was destroyed. The whole area is destroyed. And we started to organize logistically help for arriving internally displaced people. A group of so-called Aleppo family, young people, professional people, and Syria has a lot of very professional people, a strong civil society, very capable, joined us, we backed them up, they became JRS, and ever since we work in Aleppo, we work with similar groups of volunteers in Homs and in Damascus. Altogether, we have around 600 volunteers, partly paid people, working with JRS and reaching out to over 200 to close to 300,000 people with relief, food, food baskets, then non-food items for the winter. But also we have increasingly got involved what is actually our priority work in other places in education. So close to 10,000 children are now in education activities, schools or informal schools. It is so important in a war to have children's mind occupied with something constructive. Otherwise, the trauma even affects much deeper. So you have pictures of situations in Homs when the war noise goes on outside, shelling and all that noise of tanks, children sitting in the provisional arranged school and learning and drawing and working. So that is very important. We'd like to do more in that. So, of course, we worked in Turkey a lot now, in Lebanon and in Jordan. The Syria crisis has put many new challenges to all of us. It is also a crisis which has been, in a certain way, is new, that we as a faith-based organization work in a predominantly, let's say, Islamic culture. So how do we as Christians, as a faith-based organization, together with the Christians, with the local church...
You're not asking people for baptismal certificates, though, when they come to the camp, and this is an important thing to say.
JRS is there for everyone, and more than 90% of our, I would say, of our recipients, people who get help, are Muslim. Neither side, Sunni or Shia, Alawite. And so we don't ask that. More than half of our staff are Muslim, that work with a Christian organization. The humanitarian cause, the compassion for their people, for the suffering, unites us all. And that we should take as a very important experience, message. And also, it's the foundation of a new Syria, which will come, which anyway has to come one day again, when this senseless war, this nihilistic war stops, this destruction. There are many people who have the experience that they have lived together before peacefully, that they have worked together peacefully in the crisis, and these people are the foundation of a society which again manages to live together, overcome gradually the wounds, the hurts, the divisions, and build a new society. One day it will come. It has to come. This war doesn't lead anywhere. So the way we also operate is not just responding now. It is de facto a future perspective. That's why we are so strong on that. We work for everyone. Everyone who wants to join, helps, is welcome. We have the humanitarian principle of being non-partial, not taking side politically, because we have to be able to reach out to everyone. And we believe also this is the way which can show a better way forward.
You've anticipated actually a lot of the things that I wanted to ask you in my final question, and suggested ways toward an answer, but maybe I can ask you to come at it a little more directly. Because when people hear the word Jesuit, the kind of humanitarian work that you're talking about isn't the first thing that comes to mind. In most people's minds, it's a teaching order, it's a missionary order. So how does the work of JRS fit into the specifically Jesuit charism, let's say?
As I said, the magnitude of the Syrian crisis has not pushed us, but has made us to respond at this point of time very much as a humanitarian organization with distribution, food, and so keeping people alive. But that is not the main work in other places. We do a lot of emergency work, but out of the 600 and plus thousand refugees we serve every year in direct service, so either a course, a school year, or food baskets for some time and so on, or counseling, 200,000 and sometimes 250,000 in various of the crisis situations are in education activities. So de facto, we fulfill very much the image of the Society of Jesus being a teaching and education order. That is our speciality, and that is what we do. We even started now to bring the universities, Jesuit universities, via online into the camps. We have in Amman, in Kenya, in a camp, and in Malawi, in a camp, refugees who study as regular students of Regis University in Denver. It's a whole group of refugee of universities, Jesuit universities, not just in the U.S., outside the U.S. also, who help us to deliver courses, professor time, faculty time, and we manage as JRS in the camp, the learning center, and we build an ever-growing structure of higher education. So we do not just primary education, kindergarten, primary education, secondary. Now we make tertiary education available because only 1% or less than 1% of refugees have access to tertiary education. It is, again, about the future, helping people to reflect better, to think better, become different leaders in order to make a difference when they go back.